Have you ever wanted to be in a number of places at the same time? Then you know exactly how Peter Rabbit felt in the beautiful springtime. You see, there was so much going on everywhere all the time that Peter felt sure he was missing something, no matter how much he saw and heard. In that, he was quite right. But you may be sure that Peter did his best not to miss any more than he had to. He scampered lipperty-lipperty-lip this way, lipperty-lipperty-lip that way, and lipperty-lipperty-lip the other way, watching, listening, asking questions, and making a nuisance of himself generally. For a while there were so many arrivals in the Old Orchard and on the Green Meadows, feathered friends returning from the sunny south and in a great hurry to begin housekeeping, and strangers passing through on their way to the far north, that Peter hardly gave the Green Forest a thought. But one moonlight night he happened to think of Paddy the Beaver, and that he hadn't seen Paddy since before Paddy's pond froze over early in the winter. "I must run over and pay him my respects," thought Peter. "I certainly must. I wonder if he is as glad as the rest of us that sweet Mistress Spring is here." No sooner did he think of this than Peter started lipperty-lipperty-lip through the Green Forest for the pond of Paddy the Beaver. Now, the nearest way was past the great windfall where Mrs. Bear made her home. Peter hadn't thought of this when he started. He didn't think of it until he came in sight of it. The instant he saw that old windfall, he stopped short. He remembered Mrs. Bear and that he had heard that she had a secret. Instantly, curiosity took possession of him. He forgot all about Paddy the Beaver. For some time, Peter sat perfectly still, looking and listening. There was no sign of Mrs. Bear. Was she under that windfall in her bedroom taking a nap, or was she off somewhere? Peter wished he knew. It was such a lovely night that he had a feeling Mrs. Bear was out somewhere. A hop at a time, pausing to look and listen between hops, Peter drew nearer to the great windfall. Still, there was no sign of Mrs. Bear. With his heart going pit-a-pat, 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 Peter drew nearer and nearer to the great windfall, and at last was close to it on the side opposite to Mrs. Bear's entrance. Taking care not to so much as rustle a dry leaf on the ground, Peter stole around the end of the great windfall until he could see the entrance Mrs. Bear always used. No one was in sight. Peter drew a long breath and hopped a little nearer. He felt very brave and bold, but you may be sure that at the same time he was ready to jump and run, as only he can, at the least hint of danger. For a long time, Peter sat and stared at the entrance and wished he dared just poke his head inside. If Mrs. Bear really had a secret, it was somewhere inside there. Anyway, that is what old Granny Fox had said. He had almost worked his courage up to the point of taking just one hurried little peek in that entrance when his long ears caught a faint rustling sound under the great windfall. Peter scurried off to a safe distance, then turned and stared at that entrance. He half expected to see Mrs. Bear's great head come poking out, and he was ready to take to his heels. Instead, a very small head, and then another, close behind it, appeared. Peter was so surprised, he nearly fell over backward. Then, in a flash, it came to him that he knew Mrs. Bear's secret. It was out at last. Yes, sir, it was out at last. Mrs. Bear had a family. Mrs. Bear and Buster Bear had twins.